Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. Hi, this is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders. It's been a couple of days since I've been on the air. Sorry, I've had a couple of technical difficulties with scheduling of the broadcast, and so I've missed a couple of days, but nevertheless, I'm glad to be back with you this Tuesday evening. Well, I know that, I always say that I'm dealing with the news events of the day. Whatever the news is, whatever the events are of the day. And I was looking today, and I was actually searching for a story to talk about today. And it's a legal story, of course. I always say that's where one of my areas of expertise lies, and that's in the legal arena, of course. I always say I've had in excess of 30 years actually in the courtroom, and then, of course, 5 or 6 years administratively in legal situations. Talk about today. I wanted to address the affluenza case today. I was so let me put it like this, because I always told you that I would tell the truth on this program no matter what. But then I became even a little bit more incensed because of something else that I saw in the influenza case. First of all, we have a mother and son that has used their resources to flee the country. And we have very serious charges that, conviction at this point, but I know those of you who have looked at the story have probably learned that the son was sentenced to probation, mind you, for killing 4 people. And I assume it was either for reckless driving charge or for drinking and recklessly driving afterwards. I think that is the case because one of the conditions of his bond, of course, is that he stay away from the alcohol. That's pretty standard when you sentence a a defendant, whether it be a juvenile or an adult defendant. And so his defense was affluenza. I've never heard of it. There's no way. You didn't know the law. Well, first of all, you know, it's pretty much embedded, at least in thought, and in even some laws, that ignorance of the law is no excuse. And so that affluenza stuff, I don't know how they came up with that. And whoever tendered that defense to the court, somebody fell for it. I don't know whether it was the judge or the jury. But the affluenza defense should be out the door when you have that tenet of law, is that ignorance of the law is no excuse. So you didn't know because, you know, you're super rich and you had no idea that certain things were against the law. And maybe your parents allowed you to do such all kinds of activities whereby you were not aware that you were breaking the law. I don't even know how that defense survives the, you know, the regular tenets of law. The ignorance of the law is no excuse. And I don't know why that defense in the first place was not thrown out of court. But nevertheless, here are four innocent people deceased, dead because of this young man. He is placed on probation and for 10 years and as a juvenile. Excuse my dog in the background. As a juvenile. And then he is allowed to stay out on probation. You have a mother that then helps him escape, not to the next state, not next to the next county, but to the out of the country. They flee, and it is their intent to hide, and until they were caught, of course. And then I understand they were tipped off by the authorities, rather, were tipped off by a pizza man in Mexico. Apparently the son ordered a pizza, and then somehow that led the authorities to the mother and the son. The problem I had is one of the things in her favor, the mother did waive extradition. Extradition can be a very costly legal transaction and for the authorities, of course, and it can be time-consuming. And so she waived extradition. When she got to Los Angeles, that extradition was approved. She was allowed to be transferred back to her domicile where she lives in Texas. But then you have this judge that looks at her case, and apparently, I'm anticipating here, based on what I read on CNN today, some kind of psychological defense again on the part of the mother, that she's sort of retarded. Can you believe this? And that she may not have been responsible for knowingly taking her son out of the country. And that's what I'm looking at, the fact that she's ordered to submit to a mental examination where she is to be evaluated for being retarded. And they use some kind of other mental designation that may exonerate her from these charges. I was appalled. I don't know about you, but I was appalled because first we have the son talking about affluenza, and now the mother is apparently may anticipate bringing the defense. She too was mentally retarded or not aware of what was going on to the point where she may too be exonerated from these charges. Well, that incensed me all the more. Some other things that the judge did impose, I was at first upset that he even reduced the $1 million bond, since these are very wealthy defendants and resources of $1 million would be nothing to them. To an average defendant, that would be quite a burden, and it was chances that they would not be able to post the bond required and would remain in jail. But with affluent defendants like this woman, she could post the bond of $1 million, and it really would not be a burden. She is a risk She is at risk of absconding. I don't know. I didn't see anything where he took her passport or restricted her movement. I take that back. She is wearing an ankle monitor, which would restrict where she goes or advise the authorities if she moves out of her jurisdiction. But like I said, this she's ordered to submit to a mental examination when she knowingly helped and assisted her son to move from the jurisdiction into another country. Well, that is most disturbing to me, like some of these other cases are. And I anticipate, don't be surprised, where you hear that she is waging some kind of mental defense against the charges that are being brought against her. And that's going to be a new precedent, let me tell you, that's going to be set, where a mother and a son both are freed from serious punishment. There's another word I wanted to say that. From serious punishment about very, very serious things because of mental or persuasions, like this affluent persuasion. You know, we are of the affluent atmosphere, so we're not aware of how you normal people think. And then hers is some sort of mental defense of retardation. Perhaps they're going to mount a defense that she really did not know what she was doing when she helped her son escape. Come on now. This is getting more and more bizarre every day. That's why I did the program today, because I was very alarmed by that mental evaluation, possibly to assist the defense in mounting such a defense. I mean, these are precedents of the United States to me. If I were a defense attorney, I would go get that affluenza defense and that case and cite it for my clients everywhere, I mean, where it's appropriate, because it's certainly a very distinct and rare defense for a defendant to say, I'm too rich to know what the law is, and so I broke it not knowingly. And now we have the mother possibly asserting a defense where she will not be responsible for the escape charges. Well, we'll see what happens, okay? I promise to personally look at the case because I want to know what happens as an attorney and as a legal practitioner. And I know probably a lot of other attorneys are going to be looking at these defenses and see if they're successful in the Texas court. Maybe they might be successful in other courts around the country. So we'll see what happens. Well, thank you again for listening to the program this Tuesday evening. As you may hear, and might hear, the State of the Union address by President Obama is going to be coming on evening. And I'm going to be looking at that as well. I already have seen some very interesting articles on CNN that I'm going to see if he addresses to Congress, and hopefully I will be discussing here on the program. Thank you again for listening to the program. You may go to blogtalkradio.com/settingtherecordstraight2015 if you wish to listen to this episode or any other episode on the show page. You may do so. You may contact me at bks1233@outlook.com if you have a comment, a question, or additional information to add to the story. So thank you again for listening to the program. Have a good night and talk to you next time.